Mercy Dawn Yates is from Aranui Indigenous Arts Festival, talking about the Drone Light Show, which we discussed earlier, or late last week, in fact. They had a bit of a dummy run, but 160 drones are going to be programmed to form images in the sky, sharing the story of Matariki connected to the tau. Rotorua artists will record that story, and it will be broadcast live on speakers, which will accompany the drones' formations. And alongside that, there's going to be Taonga Pōra recordings by James Webster. Mercy Dawn Yates is kindly with us to have recorded all about these drones. I did see some images, Mercy. It's pretty amazing what can be done with drone technology now. Thank you for joining us on the program. Tuhine, tēnā koe.
Morena Dale, and yes, impressive it will be.
It was a dummy run, so not everyone, it wasn't publicised as much as what it will be for Thursday and Friday night. But the technology is, just make you shake your head, really, that they can coordinate the drones in such a way. I used to think that they must be all tied together to get such complex images, but there is the sophistication of the tools. Is it an art form or a digital celebration? How do you describe drone imagery in the skies, Misha?
Yeah, I'd describe it as a creative expression telling our stories, our way, in our backyard.
It's above the lake too, so it looks even more spectacular, doesn't it?
What will look even more spectacular is if it's a clear, crisp night, we'll be able to get double imagery off the lake as well.
Very much so. I know that you've been working with a crew from Oz too who have worked on this technology, but the kōrero, the story, the way it marries up with music and with James's Taonga Pōro, that's all homegrown. Talk with us about the process of making this happen, please, Misha.
Well, fortunately, I'm the chair of Aronui, and I've got an amazing, or we've got an amazing festival director, Sianna Lise White, who is a creative herself. And she approached me last year to say, look, I've got this idea. I've been over to Australia. I've seen this amazing drone show happen. I'd love to bring something back from Matariki. So it was really off Sian's back and with our support that this has come to light, literally, and with connections such as my nephew Makaya Kepa, ensuring that we've got integrity around our story, and working with First Light, an Australian team who've also got an Indigenous creative amongst them, Alona Maguire. So the combination there has really rendered itself to ensure that we've got integrity with our storytelling, and it will blend, it shows the effects of our taiao with some of the key factors that Māori Dim have looked for the changing of seasons, the koikoia, our manu is a clear indicator that, you know, we've got a time coming upon us, as is the pūtikawa, for example, demonstrating summer. So all of these beautiful things will be creatively displayed in the sky down at the Rotorua Lakefront this Thursday and Friday. Coming with that, though, is also our waka, which, as we know, come Matariki, it's the time when those of our loved ones who've passed in the last year, become whetū. So there's a very special time where we will remember those of our whānau who've passed over the last year as well.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Look, the technology is amazing. How much did it cost? Can I ask that? How much did it cost the stage? And who paid for it?
Yeah, well, we, like everyone thinks, it's probably been put on by the local council. It's actually been, we've sourced funding from all over the place, Create New Zealand. Our local Rotorua Trust have come to the party. We've got New Zealand, NZCT, you know, we've got a lot of trusts that have come in to back us with this. It's not a cheap feat, obviously. It's 160 drones that we've had to have shipped in here. So we even got a little bit of support from Air New Zealand with the freighting. But to put on a show like this, we're talking a good quarter of a mil in order to get this up and running. But I think what we'll see come Thursday and Friday night is that it's definitely well worth it. And we, once again, would really like to thank our sponsors for believing in the dream that we know will be a great addition to Matariki and telling our stories our way.
Yeah, tēnā koe. How long does the show last, and is it repeatable, or is it just a Tauranga focus here? Could it be taken to other venues?
Yeah, it's a, we've created this one specifically as a generic piece, so it talks of seasons, and obviously in different parts of Aotearoa, we see different stars. Not everyone can see Matariki. If you lived in Taranaki, you'll see a different star. And likewise down south. However, this particular one is focusing more on the seasonal story as well as Te Waka Orangi. So it can be a story told across Aotearoa. And with this particular one, we look forward to telling more stories anyway. If this one's a success, we look forward to telling more stories about our stars and other parts of our season and our maramataka.
Tēnā koe, how long is the presentation in the sky?
Good question. You did ask me that. It's about 12 minutes, so 12 to 15 minutes. So 8 o'clock it starts this Thursday, Friday, down at Kauta Masakipiti, the Rotorua Lakefront, and it will be done by about 8:15.
Very special, and it will amaze those who are there live. And I was amazed when I saw images of it on the net of the rehearsal the other night. So, look, congratulations. I know these things don't just happen, that the planning has taken, well, I guess the better part of a year. Someone saw it offshore, came back with an idea, got the funding together, got the experts here, and now it's actually happening. You must be pretty satisfied. And it's going to be something very special Thursday night now.
We are indeed. And I think it's once again the opportunity for the Tūrua as a cultural melting pot. And we're central, you know. We're 3 hours from any major destination, really. So come on down to Rotorua. We look forward to hosting you this Thursday and Friday over the Matariki long weekend.
Fantastic. Good to talk with you. And we'll be following the work of Arunui going forward. So congratulations to all who have helped us put it together. I spoke with Sian the other day, so it's really neat to have a kōrero with you too, Misha.
Awesome.
Tēnā koe. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. You're at 6:03. It's 9:50.